Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Should I say happy Monday? I hope so. Oh, boy. Folks, it's been a busy one already. I just drove 3 hours round trip. I met with our state rep down at the Capitol, did a tour with him, been down there several times. I love going down there. I love the institution of government. I love the presence of what our forefathers have established. And so I spent about 55 minutes this morning with a said representative out of the state of Minnesota trying to get something done and pushing the ball forward. Of course, I get more oppressive news coming from him as to what they're trying to push through now. Stuff you cannot even make up, friends. And hopefully we'll have him up with us in the up and coming days and weeks again so he can share with you the unthinkable things that the said legislators, that's what they call themselves now, legislators are trying to create and warn against the people that they're supposed to actually, in fact, support and defend concerning the enumerated laws found within the Constitution. So anyways, we'll be getting to that. We're also going to be talking about today, I was the one, it'll make more sense in just a little bit here, just having a conversation with one of my friends out of Michigan. And again, this will make sense so people can understand what a call looks like. And again, we'll be hitting that in just a couple minutes. If you want to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page and subscribe. Please subscribe. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. That number is, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it, again, is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're to have the mind of Christ. Amen. Read Acts 4:12 when you get a moment. 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. Go over to John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. There's only one mediator. 1 Timothy 2:5, his name is Jesus Christ. He is the mediator between man and God. With that said, let's go ahead and kick this show off. We've got a lot to catch up on, to say the least, before we get to our main topic. I wanted to highlight this because we haven't talked about this for about a week and a half now, but I do want to remind you that there's a lot of people still falling over dead because of the experimental jabs. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because we had Dr. Tenpenny on before and during the time of the pandemic, the created crisis, and she had warned about exactly what we're seeing today, about the people that are going to take the shot. They think that it's good for them because the powers stores that are tolerated are telling them that it's good, and I'm going to show you that in just a moment as well. And the fact of the matter, the opposite is true. Again, this is the same government that's advocating for the murder of over 70 million babies in the womb. Put that up against 2013 of Exodus, also Proverbs 6:17, when you get a moment. So let's kick this off, folks. Here is a guy named Richard Lewis. He said, "I pray you protect yourselves and loved ones and that you get vaccinated." Well, sad to say, and I'm not saying this in a mockingly way, I think it's a sad thing that when we see this happen, people don't pay attention to the warnings that the Lord gives. Psalm 19:11, he is now dead from a blood clot, okay? So there's number one. Number two is I want you to see this, because it's interesting how Tucker Carlson, somehow or another, he is a part of and affiliated with the CIA, for those that do not know. He's not worth $400 million because he's serving the people. Okay, that's not what he's doing, friends. He's serving the narrative. He's serving the propaganda. He's serving those that are pulling the strings, period. Regardless if he wants to admit it or not, the question is why is he getting paid that kind of money? Well, I want to tell you this, friends. He was on a show interviewing somebody, and this has happened a couple times, and I'll show both of them to you. And for some reason or another, the guest turned to none other than Tucker Carlson, and they tell him what surprises him. I don't know what surprises him. I mean, how many times do these repeat criminals need to be busted like that of Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and Joe Biden, and the list goes on? How many times do they need to be busted before you figure out they're not telling you the truth, right? Because there's no truth in them, John 8:44. So this is just one of those happenings, and I want you to check it out just for a moment, and I'll give you the headline.
Told in public over the past 10 years, and there are almost too many to count. This may be the most painful of
after the fact.
I'm going to play it anyway. Remember this?
Make your plan to get one of these vaccines. They are safe and effective.
If there's one message.
Yeah. By the way, that was Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan. Remember, you know, she's all garbed up with her mask that doesn't work, saith the manufacturers, and she's putting on show. And the show is to sell on the behalf of her corporate buddies in the fascist state, Isaiah 28:18. Isn't it interesting that she's busted shortly thereafter with all of her friends at a long dinner table? Not a person had a mask on. Of course, because they know it's all nonsense, just like Joe Biden does.
The vaccines are safe. I promise you, they are safe and effective.
I promise. The devil said he promises you. He promises you. Joe Biden promised you. This is the guy that was kicked off the 1988 presidential campaign trail for plagiarism, for lying to the American people again. Okay?
We say...
Here's Anthony Fauci.
Something is safe and effective. We mean it's safe and effective for everyone.
Our vaccinations against COVID-19...
Anthony Fauci, by the way, is a repeat criminal. If you look in, you pull the curtain back on him. This guy's been getting away with these crimes for a long, long time. Now here's Dr. Levin. He's a man dressed as a woman trying to convey to the people that these vaccines are safe as well. Let's go ahead and take a look
they
at this one.
Effective, and they're more important than ever.
This vaccine has...
Now here's the CDC. This is Rochelle Walensky. She's the head of the CDC. She's under investigation in 2015 for one of the CEOs. I believe it was one of the four that actually went to Congress and told them that they needed to investigate into the CDC. As we all the well know, 6 years later, they together, hand in glove in this alliance of hell, attacked the people instead of doing the right thing.
And rigorous evaluation that ensures the vaccine is safe and highly effective.
Isn't that crazy? So again, here is none other than Tucker Carlson having to come up with the facts and explain to the people, wait a second, we've been lied to. But during the pandemic, did we hear any of this from these guys? Absolutely not. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just keeping you abreast as to what is, in fact, still rolling out. People are still dying all over the country, all over the world. And, of course, what they're doing is they're pushing the narrative to make sure that you get your kids in school vaccinated, they say, okay, in spite of their crimes. And what they're doing is they're trying to wash away their crimes as they begin and continue another attack on the American people. I want to show you this headline, and then I'm going to play this video as well. Hospitals, listen carefully. And the American people are giving this a pass. How could it be otherwise? I'll explain that in a moment. Dr. McCullough testifies that virtually all the deaths occurred in the hospital. Hospitals received enormous financial incentives to implement the lethal protocols. He said, hospitals murdered COVID patients. The more they killed, the more money they made. How many times did we highlight that? How many times did I go down the list? I believe it was Business Insider that actually took the time to convey to the people, as did we from their article, and telling the world, for those that would listen, right? Psalm 19:11, that, listen, they're being incentivized as they go into the hospital. That's why when you go into the hospital, the first thing they do, they throw a mask on your face. If you look at the manufacturer, it tells you they don't work. They don't prevent nothing. Understanding that COVID is 99.97%. It heals itself. It's a cold strain, friends, period, right? But they want to embellish it. They want to bolster it. They want you to believe it's way bigger than what it really is. And by the way, 3.5 years later, now they're telling people exactly what I just told you. It's just a cold strain. So they reverted back to it. Why? Because people caught on to it, okay? But again, after the fact, when they go into the hospital, they're put a mask on, and what do? Well, then they are admitted into the hospital. Once they're admitted into the hospital, they're incentivized for doing that, but it's got to be for COVID. Then the next thing they do is they want to put them on remdesivir, who Rand Paul's wife was buying stock in while he was allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci, but you didn't know because you weren't paying attention to that, right? Okay, so with that, then they're incentivized for putting them on remdesivir, which shuts down their organs. Then they put them on mechanical respirators. Then they're incentivized. They're paid to do that. And then once they die, which 80% of them do after they put the mechanical ventilator on, then they are laid to rest. And the coroner has to equate their death to COVID. And then they're incentivized again. You understand? So every step of the way, the federal government was stealing your money to basically bring back afloat the pharmaceutical companies that were going bankrupt. And they did it by stealing your money to give to the hospitals to make sure that people were being killed off. This is what McCullough is saying. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and let him tell you himself as to what the truth of the matter is. He's the doctor. I'm not. I'm just conveying the information because it's important that we do
that. Someone dying of COVID-19 in the hospital is a failure. It's a failure. The hospital was supposed to save lives. There shouldn't have been a single death in the hospital. That should have been the demand from Americans. The observation that there were almost no deaths of people at home with COVID is startling. You'd think that if this indeed was truly an illness with a natural history and a fatal outcome, there would be people dead at home. Mm-hmm. You would just think that's the case. One cannot find manuscripts or reports of that. In the United States,
did you hear that?
Virtually all the deaths occurred in the hospital.
All the deaths occurred in the hospital. Also keep in mind, let me just reiterate this just to show you how you were lied to by your federal government and your state governments that went along with the plandemic. Wasn't it interesting how they were telling the people across, not just in America, but across the world, how the hospitals were overfull with people with COVID? And remember our friend, a Fox News reporter out of New York, he went to the Bronx to the hospital where the mainstream media was telling the people in New York City that it was completely overfilled. And when he got there, there was not one person in line. Remember, we started showing you pictures from people that were posting memes all over social media platforms, and then all of a sudden they were being censored and suppressed by Facebook and Twitter, and the list goes on, and Google. Remember that? There was nobody in the hospitals. Okay, and then if you were brought to the hospital, remember how the families were separated from those that were admitted into the hospital for something that they didn't have? Isn't that interesting? And just like Dr. McCullough said, he said, we have no manuscripts of people that died at home. Why? Because it wasn't what they wanted you to believe that it was. And the only reason they were killing people and murdering people inside of the hospital is because you believe somehow or another that that's when you go there, they're going to take care of you, just like Dr. McCullough said, in fact, that nobody should have died in any of those incidents at the hospital. If that doesn't tell you what the medical industry is set up upon any today, friends, I again, it's one of those I just can't help yous. I can't help you because you're not helping yourself. Here's another one. This is not created. This just came up over the last week. And I want to make everybody understand clearly that I'm not looking for this content. I have resources. I'll go to my resources. And if there's something that I believe that we need to share with the people, we'll share with them. This one was just popping up all over the place. Here's another one. WorldNet Daily. CDC issues study on myocarditis after COVID shots. Every single word, this is what your government's doing. Every single word is redacted. And you feel safe in America? Wow. That's crazy. Notice what Jim Hoff said. He's the reporter from the Gateway Pundit. Every single page was redacted. Is that a government that's operating in a rogue fashion? Oh, yeah. Is that a government that believes it's above the law? Oh, yeah. That's what they're doing. I'm showing you what these reporters are bringing to you, friends. You, again, can't make up the information that I'm giving to you right now. Any other, here, let me say it this way. Any other sane people would have been up in arms demanding for justice upon the heads that were responsible for this pandemic. What are the people in America doing? No, that's all right. That, you know, it's over with. It's never going to happen again. Oh, it's happened before. That's what you don't realize. And it's going to happen again. And they're going to create another crisis. And then they're going to create another crisis. And then they're going to blame it on the boogeyman, when in fact, the pill and the jam is them profiting from the crisis that they themselves just created. Have we figured this out yet? Wow. To an enlightened people, more than anybody else on the face of the earth, had become a bunch of desensitized slaves, is what they've done, the American people. Here's another one. This was also on a Tucker Carlson interview, and obviously Tucker didn't expect this guy to say what needed to be said. And also, with this, I'm going to show this to you, but I want you to remember this so I don't lose my train of thought. It's also interesting to note, Ice Cube did an interview with Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson was asked by Ice Cube, so did you take the shot? You think Tucker Carlson took the shot, folks? Absolutely not. Why? Because he knew what was going on. Absolutely, they knew what was going on. The ones that didn't know what was going on are the ones that took the shot, and they're probably not with us, or they're suffering from some adverse side effect in a major way. Here, I want you to check this out, because the mainstream media just attacked this guy after Tucker Carlson's show.
...of COVID are profound. The most important lesson of COVID is that without understanding the game, we outfoxed them, and their narrative collapsed. People are now aware the shots were very dangerous. There were contributing factors like vitamin D that were important, that people who claimed to be obsessed about their safety never bothered to tell them about. How did people get wise to this in light of the fact that this thing owns every major broadcast network, every newspaper? It happened on podcasts. As powerful as this force was, it wasn't especially smart. It did not especially understand us. It is now, I swear, looking for a rematch. What it's doing in Colorado with a new program to infect bats with dangerous human pathogens, it looks like it wants a rematch on every front.
Wants a rematch. That, here, let me convey that. They're re-engaging with another attack of something that they created that they're going to unleash on the people. And then what they're going to do is they're going to play the problem solver. And what history teaches us a million times over, the problem solvers are the ones that are gaining from the very crisis that they themselves have created. Okay? Don't play stupid, folks. Okay? We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Former President and Republican nominee Donald Trump spoke at a campaign rally in Ohio, saying he would put a 100% tariff on cars that were made by China in Mexico and imported to the U.S., but only if he got elected. Otherwise, it would be a bloodbath in November. Several Republicans, including Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence, said it was obvious he was speaking about the car industry. His opponents criticized him immediately, saying he was pushing for another January 6th. The Biden administration expected this week to finalize regulations that aim to curb gas-powered vehicle tailpipe emissions and push consumers to the electric vehicle. A volcano on Iceland's southwestern coast erupted Saturday for the fourth time since December, setting off evacuations. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I can go on with what's going on with this whole thing. I just want you to know it's still on the forefront. People dying. Here's a brand new article. This is coming from RVM News. Paramedics, so many people are dying suddenly since the COVID jab rollout. Again, this is brand new information on my desk. Just conveying to you Americans what they are purposely withholding from you on so many different fronts. So let me kind of move over into my lane concerning what I wanted to talk to you all about, because I think that there's a lot of people out there that don't understand when it comes to the call of God in their life. I just want to kind of throw this out there really quick, in the sense of at least starting this ball rolling in hopes that the Holy Ghost is going to pick this up. Because I was just having a conversation with one of my friends out of Michigan, and I know my friend's persona. I know his disposition. I know who he is. He's a meek guy. He looks opposite. He looks like someone that you would not want to play with. Everything about him is very manly as far as his stature goes. He has a meek and a quiet spirit in a lot of ways. And we were talking about some things that are just going on, and it's an open conversation, and this could go across the boards because I see this all over the country. And concerning him, I said, I want you to do me a favor, because he told me, he said, Bradley, he seems like, you know, I'm asking the Lord to bring things to me, and then all of a sudden he drops it on me, and then all of a sudden I pick it up and everybody runs away from me. And I kind of started to chuckle a little bit, and I said to him, I started laughing a little bit. I said, you just answered your own question. You're asking the Lord to do this for you. And then all of a sudden he comes over and taps you on the shoulder and he says, hey, pick this up and run with it. And everybody else runs away. I gave him the parable. Track with me. There's a famous preacher out of the 70s who had said that this person said, I'm trying to say it the way that this person said it. This person said that I was picked by the Lord because the Lord went through 100 different people and I was the only one that responded. You need to understand, when the Lord trusts you with a call and you're born of that Spirit, you're going to be led of that Spirit, Romans 8:14. You do not have the means to make the call come to pass. He gives you the means. The giftings, he gives you the giftings. They're not natural giftings. They're going to go for naught unless they pass through the furnace, the fire of the Holy Ghost, and being born again by his Spirit, Titus 3:5. And I told him, I said, one thing you have to understand is guys like you, I see them all over the country, because I see young kids that are on dangerous psychotropic drugs because they isolate themselves. They're super shy. They don't like to be around a lot of people. I said, the worst thing you can do for someone like that, because I see that sort of thing in my friend that I'm talking to in Michigan, I said, you have to be careful of that, because where you're weakest, the Lord is strongest. Hey, folks, if you want heat, you don't look to the ice, right? If you want strength, you don't look to yourself, because you have no strength within yourself. Furthermore, the Lord said, when you're weakest, that's when I'm strongest. And so we have to get away from looking at ourselves. Now, this will all make sense, everything I just said. You just got to track with me, because I got to get into the mode of being tracked here. Okay, quickened. When I was in high school, during lunchtime, I can feel this. I don't know why I can feel this, but I can feel this. I would be the guy that would go back to my classroom, my science class, and I would sit there during lunch because I didn't want to be around a bunch of people. See, today they would have said I was bipolar, which, by the way, does not exist. No such thing. I'll argue with that topic with you all day long. 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to address that. It doesn't exist. It's what's in the food. But I want you to know that it's easier for me, Bradley Dean, to talk to 1,000 people, 5,000 people, than it is for me to have a one-on-one conversation with somebody. And what I'm trying to get to, folks, is it shows you the call. I have a son. And actually, I have five of them. And interestingly enough, my oldest son said, Dad, he said, the best thing that you've ever done for me, because I was so introverted, I didn't want to be around other people, I didn't want to talk. He said, the best thing you ever did for me was put me out there on those street teams where I had to talk to people. He said, now that I'm older, he goes, it's a lot easier for me to talk to people. Then it was very hard. When you see people that are very inverted, that are very isolated, they're very weak within themselves, they don't want to be around other people, you have to understand that that's a good sign that you have a serious call from the living God. You know, the Bible tells us greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He didn't say anything about me being in the way because, after all, in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. So who's big in me? Christ is big in me. As a matter of fact, Smith Wigglesworth used to say, I'm 10,000 times bigger inside than I am on the outside. Why? Because Christ was reigning within him. Okay? Christ was reigning within him, and he knew the power that resided in him that overcame the world. He wasn't dumb enough to look to himself to find strength where there was no strength to find, where there was no giftings to find, where there was no direction to find. I mean, Jeremiah said, the ways of a man to direct his steps are not within him. That's right. The Bible says a foolish man trusteth his own heart. And it also tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Why would I trust in my carnal heart when the Lord tells me not to do that? Only trust in the Spirit's leading and the voice of the Spirit, because the voice of a stranger, John 10, we will not follow. Okay? Boy, going back to the conversation, I said it was easier for me to talk to, you know, 1,000 people, 5,000 people, than it is for me to talk to one person. Hey, folks, I want to make it clear. I'm not qualified to do what I'm doing. The Lord qualified me. Hey, friends, I don't have the strength within myself to do the things that I do on a daily basis. Go check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. You'll probably come up with the conclusion, as everybody else says, you mean you've done all of this in this amount of time? And I'm looking at it like, boy, boy, boy. I don't feel like I've done anything yet. That's the real call. Now, I want to go over to this because I want you to hear this. Because this is something I was trying to convey to my friend, and I want to convey it to you too, the best way that I can. Do you guys remember in John 21? Listen, we're talking about a real call of God. And I know that there's many people that are on the fence trying to figure out, do I have a call? Do I not have a call? Well, if you're doing it in your own strength, then you don't need the Lord. That's not his call. That's your call. Make distinction. John 3:6. Do you remember in John 21? Where it tells us that Jesus showed himself to his disciples in verse 14. And the Bible tells us that Jesus said unto Simon Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And what did Peter say? He said, Lord, you know that I love you. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. Remember, Matthew 4:19 tells us that if we follow Christ, we'll become fishers of men. If your aim is not aimed at people and becoming fishers of men, you can rest assured it's not the Spirit of God in any sense of the word. Because all of us, regardless of an apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, pastor, we all do the work of an evangelist, the Bible tells us. And our end aim and our objective is always the same. People. We want to see them get saved. If we have no desire for other men to be saved, said Charles Spurgeon, you can rest assured you yourself are not saved. Okay? Now let me go to the next point. It tells us in verse 15, so when they had died, Jesus said to son of Jonas again, he said to him in 16, verse 16, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Lord, you know that I love you. And then what does he say? He said, well, feed my sheep. Jesus said that to Simon. It always goes right back to the people. Now the third time comes around, verse 17, and he said unto him, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, do you love me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. This is what I want you to hear. This can answer your question as if you have a real call, a genuine call, or nay. What does the Lord say? In verse 18, Jesus said to Peter, he said, when you were young, you went and you girded yourself and you walked whithersoever you wouldest. In other words, you did what you wanted to do. He said, but when you're old, he said, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands and another shall gird thee. Now listen carefully, and carry you whithersoever you would not. Why? Because it shows you who's doing the leading, who's doing the empowering, who's doing the providing, so on and so forth. Because again, if you can do all of this on your own, then you don't need the Lord. And I can tell you right now, that is not a call in any sense of the word. Because you within yourself cannot do great and mighty things. Only he can through his yielded vessels that are called and led of his spirit. Romans 8:14. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to this. I want to go over to Martin Luther for a moment in Jeremiah, and I want you to see something here, okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Mike Detmer, congressional candidate for Michigan's 8th District. You know, it seems like truth is in real short supply these days unless you know where to find it. And you can find it with my friend Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're not looking for truth, by all means, listen to somebody else.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want all of you introverted people, those that are isolated, those that are quiet, you're in a position where you may be feeling oppressed or condemned, or you're feeling inside your spirits trying to blow outside of where you're at. Well, that's a good sign that you've got a call of God in your life. And what the world does is it tries to medicate that. That's the worst thing you can do for that. Parents with kids or parents that are maybe on dangerous psychotropic drugs, you might want to put a check on yourself, because it's all a fabricated and contrived disease, said the founder of the ADHD. We do a whole show on that. You're not depressed, or you're not condemned, self-condemned for no reason. The Lord's trying to show you something, and you need to reach out to him and seek his face until he shows you in power as to who he is, because once he empowers you and you cross over that threshold, you're going to understand exactly what that has been about. When I was in high school, I was the one that always I wanted to stay isolated. That's it. I want you to listen carefully. This is Jeremiah. This was the guy that was sent to confront the kings, okay? He was sent by the Lord to confront the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. And once he started to go and give forth the word of the Lord, meaning good, they repaid him evil, right? It's interesting that scripture tells us in verse 14, and I am in chapter 15, and I will make thee to pass with thine enemies into a land that thou knowest not. Okay, here it is again. Same thing with the children of Israel. For a fire is kindled in my anger, which shall burn you. O Lord, thou knowest, remember me and visit me and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy longsuffering. Put that up against 107 of Psalms. Know for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. So he's obeying the Lord, and that's all he's getting is reproof. He's being scoffed. He's being mocked by his friends for obeying the Lord. The Lord promised us all of this, but I want to go on, and I'm talking about in the New Testament. This is the Old Testament, which the New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old Testament. And then he said in verse 15, he said, remember me and visit me. And then in verse 16, thy words were found, and Jeremiah said, I ate them. I fed upon your word, and your word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Now, what did he say right after that? This is what I want you to hear. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, the religious hypocrites. He said, I sat not in the assembly with the mockers, nor rejoiced. He said, I sat alone because of your hand, for thou hast filled me with indignation. Okay? He said, why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuseth to be healed? Wilt thou be altogether unto me as a liar and waters that fail? Isn't that interesting that he felt that he was completely isolated in so many different ways? Okay, I get it. Yep, that's a real call. I live it. I understand it. Is it true? Absolutely. He said he sat by himself because he was not going to be a partaker with others in their sins. How many times I've been asked by viewers and listeners, Bradley, where do you go to church? What do you do? Listen, I have church here every day. Every single day of the week. And as a matter of fact, just a week and a half ago, we went and tried to go to a church. It's like, okay, this is why, guys, I told my kids, we don't go to church. Because this is not church at all. Okay, this is confusion is what it is. And we're not going to have a part to play in any of that stuff. Hey guys, if you look at the New Testament, where did they have church? They had churches in the houses. That's where they had church. And the church should happen within the people every single day between them and the Lord before they go out and minister to other people to have an outsource of church, right? But folks, what is it that we don't get? I don't get it. I just don't. Okay, so here's another part of this. I'm pausing for a moment. King David said that he was a companion of all them that feared the Lord and of them that kept thy precepts. That is hard to find in this country. That is hard to find, and I want to tell you why. Because there are so many people in the body of Christ that weigh heavy, that are not Christians, that call themselves Christians, that are enemies to the cross of Jesus Christ. Any spiritual warfare comes whatsoever, they're the first ones to spin out. They act like a bunch of little babies. They talk big until they're tried by the fire. Hey, folks, you've heard this said before, and the Bible tells us we're going to be tried by the fire. Those that bring the fire must endure the flame. And until they endure the flame, they're not going to understand spiritual life or progression in the spirit. Charles Spurgeon has an analogy of war horses. He said, war horses, before they're actually brought in by the armies to go to battle, he said what they do is they take a fire and they put it under the belly of the horse. And if the horse cannot endure the flame on its belly, they won't take him to war because they'll be the first ones to run away from the war. Does the Bible teach us that we're supposed to run away from war or to the war? To the war. Matter of fact, if you look at the children of Israel, do you remember when they were brought into the promised land? First thing the Lord said to them is, I said, pre-adventure, I'm going to take them this way, the long way, lest they see warfare and turn back. What happens when people endure a little flame? They endure a little spiritual warfare. What happens? They go back to what they know. And guess what the Lord is not calling us to do? All things old have passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. Okay, that's going back to the arm of the flesh and trusting the arm of the flesh. The Bible tells us cursed is that man. And furthermore, it tells us that a fool trusteth in his own heart. But blessed are those that trust in the Lord. We have to step out on the water just like Peter did, okay? Until he looked at the boisterous waves, did he begin to sink. Keep your eyes fixed on him, Hebrews 12:2. Are we called to go to the war? Yep, listen carefully. This is Martin Luther. I want you to hear this. Rough, boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike, he said of himself. He said, I am born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils. Martin Luther went on, the great reformer, and he said, God does not guide me. Listen carefully. He pushes me forward. Guess what the word led means? To be pushed forward. To be driven. God does not guide me. He pushes me forward. He carries me away. He said, I'm not the master of myself. I desire to live in repose, right? But I am thrown into the midst of tumults and revolutions. Is that scriptural? Well, 11 of the 12 disciples were completely martyred. Absolutely, it's scriptural. What direction did the Spirit lead, friends? Did it lead from the war or to the war? Come on, I'm going to take you to scripture in just a moment here. I want you to listen again. He said, God does not guide me. He pushes me forward. Do you guys know that the word comfort in Old English means to be pushed along in war? So when people today talk about the comforter, the Holy Ghost, you better understand the definition of what a comforter is. Charles Spurgeon had a picture of a king prodding his soldiers with his sword. You know what it said right under that picture? The king comforting his soldiers. What was he doing? He was pushing them into the battlefield where all honor lies. How in direct contrast are we taught the opposite today? Oh, the comforter, when he comes, he gives us the goosebumps. He empowers us and we tear up and we watch the tears fall down with no change in the heart. You better be careful of your emotions, folks, because they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. That's the first thing he does. You better get over the emotions, folks, because I'll tell you what, the times that you're in right now, you're going to be the first one to surrender to the enemy because your emotions are telling you to do so when the Lord is telling you to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. Okay? Isn't that crazy? Here's something I want you to hear, and if we get broken off, which we probably will, I'm going to come right back and we're going to finish this. Are we called to go? Are we called and are we led to go to the battle? Yep. Everything that man is not equipped to do, the Spirit of God equips him to do it. You want me to say that again? Everything man wants to do, the Spirit of God empowers him to do just the exact opposite. Oh, it's totally true. And at the end aim of all of what we do, it's always to seek and save that which is lost. That's the objective. And why do we do it? Because of love. Are we the ones that are going out there and starting the wars and the spiritual war? Absolutely not. We want God's peace. And if we want God's peace, we better understand that there's going to be war first. After all, it was Jesus that said, he said that I've come not to bring peace, but a sword. Did you hear that? He said, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. And he's speaking of the sword of the Spirit, 4:13 of Hebrews. He's talking about the sword of the Spirit in Ephesians 6:12. Let's keep it into context. Okay, folks, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to come right back because I am going to finish the show. Okay? I am going to finish the show. And give me 10 seconds and I'll be right back.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.